We tend to think of innovations as things that enable progress, but the latest wave of technology disables progress. To unwind my Zen cone, I bring you back to what may be the high water mark in Keanu Reeves' illustrious career.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do?
It turns out the plot of Speed would have unfolded differently if A, Dennis Hopper had shut up about Sandy Bullock's Wildcats logo, and B, if the bus had been equipped with a kill switch. Kill switches are all the rage. They're devices that give third parties the ability to turn devices off remotely. Everyone from Microsoft to GM to the Pentagon is looking for ways to use them. Bruce Schneier is a security guru and author of Beyond Fear. He recently wrote about kill switches for Wired.com. He joins us now. Hey, Bruce, welcome back to the BPP.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, you know, I listed three companies that seem to have very different motivations: Microsoft, GM, and the Pentagon. What are those guys looking for kill switches to do?
Well, in those three cases, they're really looking at them for security purposes. GM wants to have announced that they're going to add the ability to remotely disable cars in their OnStar system. And the idea is that if you stole a car or a criminal, they could call OnStar and say, shut off that engine. It's not going to turn off the steering. It's not going to turn off the brakes, but it'll turn off the power. And the car, you know, in this scenario, coasts safely to the curb and the police arrest the guy. The Pentagon put out an RFP for technology to put kill switches in airplanes. And the idea, again, would be to remotely disable airplanes in case of a terrorist attack.
In other words, like a 9/11 situation, if they think terrorists are going to fly a plane into something else, you could shut down the plane and just kill the terrorists and everyone aboard?
It's more than kill switches. It's remotely controlling things. I mean, the easiest thing to do is shut off the equipment.
I mean, right.
You can imagine a car where I could drive it remotely. Or more likely an airplane where it would be forced to go in automatic pilot and land at the nearest airport.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just killing it, it's controlling it.
But until we have remote control landing technology for a plane, what can a kill switch do?
Well, planes are landed remotely mostly right now, so that's kind of easy.
Oh, really? We could do that with a 747, a big jumbo liner?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You know, in terms of buses, it's the same idea.
Yeah.
There are bus companies, mostly on the East Coast right now, from what I've seen, that are installing remote control capabilities. This is part of a larger program to monitor buses and figure out where they are and how fast they're going. But it's like OnStar. It includes the ability to shut it off remotely in case something happens.
So
I guess that's just a way to take terrorism dollars and use that for business purposes in that instance.
Right, because the dollars are there for the terrorism.
Right.
So the Pentagon's looking for it, you know, maybe to thwart terrorists. GM, you said, you know, that's theft, that's all crime. Microsoft, what about them?
Well, Microsoft they sent a patent application, and this I saw it in the news a couple of weeks ago. Something called digital manners policies. And the idea behind this patent application is there could be this whole system of devices controlling each other. So you could imagine when you go into a theater, your phones are automatically put on mute so they don't ring, or they would be turned off in hospitals or on airplanes. That if you go into a movie theater, your recorders would be automatically turned off.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine professors, you know, forcing cell phones to turn off or computers to turn off so people would actually pay attention in class. So they're sort of envisioning this whole world of what they're calling digital manners.
Yeah, which is an Orwellian phrase, someone else imposing their manners upon you.
Well, once you start going down that path, it gets very, very scary.
Yeah.
Because you have to build a whole system of who has authority over who. So would the police, you know, be allowed to shut off photography, maybe preventing another Rodney King incident?
Right.
Could a criminal shut off photography? You know, where does it end? If a movie theater shuts off cell phones and there's a doctor in the audience who doesn't get an important call, is there a legal liability there? What happens when the bad guys get a hold of the ability to shut off other things? This is not easy to do. In a lot of ways, it's an extension of digital rights management, which is simply, you know, you can't record the movie.
Well, it seems like more and more technology, the technologist's message is, you might think you own this thing, this iPod, this song, this cell phone, but you only quasi-own it because we control the software and we control how it works.
Yeah, more and more technology companies want to control the stuff they sell you. I mean, it could be as simple as software that won't install on your system until it's proved that you've bought it. It could be something complex as when you walk into a movie theater that suddenly your video recorder no longer works properly. But yes, the notion of you buying something like a chair or, you know, a soft drink doesn't really work in computers because there's a lot of money to be made in selling you individual permissions. And
This
is just another instance of big companies wanting to get a hand on your gear.
I used to feel like I owned my record albums. Now I feel like they're nice enough to let me rent my own music at times.
But you're just exactly right. I mean, if you want to go from an iPod to another brand, your music might not transfer.
Now,
for a record, that doesn't happen.
You made an interesting point in your article in Wired, which is, in your opinion, a kill switch in a closed system like OnStar is one thing. You know, maybe there's a policy and one guy or, you know, a panel who could throw the kill switch. But what do you talk about, like, with security cameras or something that's not a closed system where there's all bunches of different technologies? It becomes a little hairier in that case, right?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, this is a hard problem in any case, but building it for OnStar or for airplane cockpits is easier because you control the entire system. I mean, you can do a better job making sure only the good guys have access to the kill switch and the bad guys don't, and it works properly. When you're dealing with something as complex as computers and phones and PDAs and digital video recorders and cameras and everything else, where it has to be an open standard that everyone has to work towards, it's much more likely that you'll get this wrong. And in fact, you will, right? If we got this right, it would be the first time in the history of mankind. It's an incredibly complex security system to build. And I just don't see it happening anytime soon.
I also worry that the technologists, the inventors, invent the kill switch or something like it, and no one has really thought about it until after it gets invented. And I worry that's entirely backwards. Like, you should totally plan what this means before you have it in the marketplace.
Well, and that's what you get when market drives a solution in some case. This is really being driven by the media companies who, in their sort of mad rush to make sure you don't make an illegal copy of a movie, They'll pretty much destroy innovation in electronics, and that is kind of scary. There's the other half of this. The Pentagon's also worried that the bad guys, you know, China or maybe some other countries, are secretly putting kill switches in their components. A lot of our computer equipment comes from Asia, and the Pentagon's also worried about surreptitious kill switches, right? So there is the other side of this whole equation. How do we make sure there isn't a kill switch in our airplanes or military equipment or computer infrastructure put in by someone who wants to do us harm?
Yeah. Well, Bruce, I've got to hit the kill switch on this interview.
Yeah,
but thanks very much. Bruce Schneier is a security guru and author of Beyond Fear. Thanks again, sir. Yeah.